Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into Inspired by Marty Kagan, a seminal guide in the realm of software product creation. This book offers a comprehensive look at the strategies employed by some of the tech industry's giants to bring groundbreaking products to market. Kagan, with his extensive experience at recognized companies like eBay, AOL, and Netscape Communications, uses his insights to spotlight the best practices for developing successful software products and outlines the most common pitfalls to avoid. Inspired is not only an instructional resource, but also a reflection on Kagan's journey and the lessons learned along the way through his work as a founding partner of the Silicon Valley Product Group. Here, he aids various companies in honing their product strategies and organizational structures to produce innovation-driven results. This book is perfect for those who have an interest in the intricacies of software product development. Whether you're entrenched in the field of software product management, considering a career in this dynamic sector, or simply curious about how top-tier software products come to life. Through accessible writing and relatable anecdotes, Kagan ensures that the insights offered are beneficial for professionals in startups and large corporations alike. Join us in exploring the rich insights Inspired has to offer and discover how you can apply these principles to elevate your own product development initiatives. Inspired, How to Create Products Customers Love. Introduction: Navigating the Hunt for Top-Tier Product Managers. Navigating the complex world of product management can often feel like a high-stakes puzzle, particularly when considering that 9 out of 10 product releases don't hit their targets. This high failure rate is frequently linked to either an undefined role for the product manager or a misfit in the role. So, what should companies look for in a product manager? Simply put, a blend of keen intellect, empathy, and dual fluency in technology and business is essential. A product manager's core duty is to solve customer problems, which necessitates a deep understanding of and empathy for these issues. This role is about more than just gathering customer feedback. It's about insightfully translating this feedback into viable product solutions. This requires not just intelligence, but creativity and foresight. Furthermore, product managers must be adept communicators, capable of navigating conversations across various groups, from engineers to executives. Their expertise must span the technical aspects of the product and the strategic business considerations, making them bilingual in the truest sense. The responsibility resting on their shoulders is substantial, as product managers are ultimately accountable for the delivery of the final product. This not only means relentless hours and an overflowing task list, but also a formidable work ethic and exemplary time management skills. Staying focused on priorities is non-negotiable. As they often say, the main thing is to keep the main thing. But where do you find these paragons of product management? An excellent starting point is within your own organization. Internal candidates are often easier to evaluate and may already demonstrate a keen interest in escalating their role within product development. Keep your eyes open across all departments, from engineering to customer service to marketing. The next great product manager might be hidden where you least expect. In essence, great product managers blend sharp intelligence with relentless focus and a unique ability to traverse the worlds of technology and business. They are pivotal to navigating the turbulent waters of product development and steering the ship towards successful release and beyond. Part 1. Building a Stellar Product Team, the Backbone of Successful Product Management. A product manager stands at the helm of every successful product launch, akin to a CEO overseeing a company. Focused mainly on assessing potential product opportunities and detailing the necessary products to capitalize on these opportunities, the product manager relies heavily on a robust product team. This team, with its clearly defined roles, is crucial in supporting the product manager's vision and execution. Key players in this specialized team include user experience designers, who sculpt the customer's interaction with the product, Their close collaboration with the product manager ensures that the product interface is intuitive and user-focused. This alignment is crucial as the design directly influences customer satisfaction and engagement. Engineers form the backbone of the product's construction. Despite their technical role, they should be seen as peers within the product team, equal partners in the journey from concept to creation. The product manager must integrate them early in the developmental phase, encouraging direct interactions with customers to understand the core product needs deeply. Supplementing this dynamic is a dedicated project manager, tasked with the logistical oversight of the product's development. This role involves managing timelines, resources, and project milestones, allowing the product manager to concentrate on broader strategic issues and product ideation. Another vital role is that of the product marketing specialist. This person crafts the narrative that will introduce the product to the market, working symbiotically with the product manager to align marketing strategies with product functionalities. Their mutual insights significantly strengthen both the market entry strategy and the product's alignment with market needs. Lastly, an innovative approach involves leveraging the brightest minds within the organization as deputy product managers. Regardless of their formal roles, these individuals can offer valuable perspectives and feedback, enriching the product development process with diverse insights from across the company. In this ecosystem, each member plays a distinct and pivotal role, contributing to a collective objective. It underscores an essential truth in product management. A product manager's effectiveness is greatly enhanced by a well-structured and collaborative product team, dedicated to transforming vision into reality. Part 2. Enhancing user experience. The critical role of a structured UX team. A defining trait of successful products is an outstanding user experience, UX. For instance, the iPod became a cultural phenomenon not just for its technology, but for its intuitive and user-friendly experience. It's clear that meticulous attention to UX can catapult a product from good to unforgettable. For product managers aiming to replicate such success, assembling a comprehensive UX team is non-negotiable. Ideally, this team includes several specialized roles. Firstly, an interaction designer lays the foundation. This role involves delving into the psychology and behaviors of target users to design a functional wireframe that maps out the product's structure. Following closely, visual designers elevate this foundation by infusing aesthetic elements that form the product's interface. These designers play a vital role in crafting the actual experience customers will engage with, often contributing to the emotional connect users feel with the product. For instance, Apple's products are lauded for eliciting strong emotional responses, which are pivotal to their market success. Moreover, a rapid prototyper is crucial for bringing ideas to life swiftly, enabling the team to visualize and iterate on designs in the early stages. Alongside, a usability tester provides the critical feedback loop, assessing the prototype with real users to unearth insights that refine and perfect the UX. For these diverse talents to flourish, a product manager must ensure that the UX design process is somewhat autonomous. It's important to allow the UX team to explore multiple design iterations before finalizing the design for engineering. This flexibility is critical, because unlike the adaptable nature of design experimentation, the engineering process tends to be linear and less accommodating of frequent changes. By prioritizing and empowering a well-rounded UX team, product managers can significantly enhance the product's market fit and user satisfaction, ultimately leading to a more successful product launch. This approach not only ensures that the product is built right, but that the right product is built in the first place. Part 3. Mastering the art of opportunity assessment in product management. In the dynamic world of product development, the landscape is continuously evolving with new ideas, technological advancements, and shifts in the competitive arena. This constant change ensures that opportunities for innovative products can emerge even in markets that appear completely dominated. A classic example is how Google disrupted the search engine market, overtaking giants like AltaVista and InfoSeek. For product managers, the ability to swiftly identify and evaluate these emerging opportunities is crucial. This requires a proactive approach to consistently scan the environment and spot potential wins. To streamline this process, product managers utilize a vital tool known as the Product Opportunity Assessment, POA. The POA is a strategic questionnaire designed to guide the evaluation of new product ideas through a series of comprehensive yet straightforward questions. What problem does this solve? Who experiences this problem and how large is this group? How do current solutions fail and what can we do differently? What are the essential factors for success, such as necessary partnerships? Which metrics will measure our success? Why now? What makes this the opportune moment? And what is our strategy for entering the market? Given all these considerations, should we pursue this opportunity? This framework not only helps in assessing the viability of an idea, but also facilitates clear communication about potential opportunities with senior management. This discussion can lead to a decisive go or no-go decision, allowing the product manager to allocate resources and focus effectively. Importantly, all questions within the POA are designed to deeply understand the opportunity without jumping the gun to propose solutions prematurely. Only after affirming the potential of an opportunity does the product manager move into the product discovery phase. This subsequent phase is where the tangible development of the product begins, sculpted around fitting the identified opportunity perfectly. Using the POA, product managers can master the delicate balance of innovation and practicality, ensuring their efforts are not just creative, but strategically targeted and likely to result in successful products. This ongoing quest to assess opportunities keenly is what distinguishes outstanding product managers in any industry. Part 4. Embarking on product discovery. The pivotal test of value, usability, and feasibility. Creating a successful product hinges on three critical pillars: the product's feasibility, usability, and its inherent value to customers. Each of these aspects must undergo rigorous validation to ensure that the final product meets user needs effectively while remaining technically achievable. At the heart of this validation process is the concept of a minimal viable product, MVP, which serves as the prototype. This MVP should encapsulate the essential functionality needed to deliver value to users, yet remain simple enough to provide a realistic experience for testing. It's a delicate balance, crafted to tease out the core attributes that make the product worthwhile, without the complexity of full-scale production. The journey begins with collaboration between the product manager and the UX interaction designer. Together, they define what the MVP will encompass, focusing intensely on the user interaction and design to ensure the product is approachable and engaging for users. Integral to this process is the involvement of an engineer early on. Their technical perspective is vital to assess whether the envisioned product is technically possible with the available resources and within the proposed timeline. This collaboration helps in making informed decisions about which features are essential and which can be deferred, ensuring that the engineering team is fully prepared to bring the MVP to life. Once the MVP is built, it undergoes real-world testing with actual users to gauge its usability and value. This step is crucial as it provides direct feedback from the target audience, validating the product's appeal and functionality. After confirming that the MVP meets all the necessary criteria, valuable, usable, and feasible, the product manager transitions from the discovery phase to the execution phase. This shift is fundamental. From this point, the product specifications should remain unchanged to maintain focus on delivery. Any subsequent changes or enhancements suggested by management should prompt a new product discovery cycle, aimed at exploring potential updates for a future version 2.0, even as version 1.0 progresses through development. This structured approach to product discovery not only maximizes the chances of launching a successful product, but also aligns all team members towards a common vision, ensuring clarity and efficiency from conception to execution. Part 5. Maximizing product clarity and user feedback with high-fidelity prototypes. A crucial task for a product manager is ensuring that their vision for a product is precisely conveyed to the engineering team responsible for bringing it to life. One of the most effective tools for achieving this is the use of high-fidelity prototypes. These prototypes go beyond basic functionality to offer a realistic user experience, which can be crucial even in simple projects like website designs, where prototypes might consist of clickable buttons that simulate navigation. The primary advantage of a high-fidelity prototype is its ability to demonstrate the product's look and feel, allowing stakeholders to interact with it as if it were the final product. This level of interaction is invaluable because it reduces misunderstandings and misinterpretations of product specifications that could potentially arise from traditional documentation. Moreover, these prototypes serve a dual purpose by acting as a practical tool for user testing. The closer a prototype is to the final product in terms of design and interaction, the more accurate the feedback from users will be. This immediate insight into user experiences allows product managers to make informed adjustments early in the development process, streamlining both design and functionality. Setting up effective prototype tests involves several steps. Initially, recruiting a diverse group of test subjects is key. Friends, family, and even volunteers sourced from platforms like Craigslist can provide a broad range of insights. Preparation is also critical. Define specific tasks that are central to the core user experience, and plan to assess how effectively these tasks can be completed using the prototype. During testing, the less influence you exert, the better. The goal is to observe natural interactions with the prototype, so withholding guidance or expectations allows for genuine user reactions and interactions to surface. Observing where users struggle offers direct insights into necessary improvements. Should issues become evident, it's beneficial to implement immediate modifications to the prototype before subsequent tests. This iterative process enables continual refinement based on user feedback, improving the prototype progressively with each testing round. In essence, high-fidelity prototypes are more than just detailed previews. They are essential tools for bridging communication between product managers and engineers and serve as a potent mechanism for capturing authentic user feedback. This strategic approach not only enhances the product development process, but also significantly increases the probability of delivering a user-centered, well-engineered final product. Part 6. Leveraging a charter user program for deeper customer insights and effective launches. As a product manager, one of your quintessential duties is to deeply understand your customers. An undertaking so crucial that it necessitates involvement in every site visit, customer interview, and usability test. These interactions are invaluable, yet interpreting what customers explicitly state they want can often lead you astray due to their well-known difficulty in articulating true needs. Focusing on uncovering underlying needs rather than taking direct feedback at face value is more strategic. Implementing a charter user program, CUP, can significantly enhance this process by involving a select group of 8 to 10 customers from your target market who are experiencing the precise issues your product intends to resolve. Engage these selected users as collaborative partners in the developmental phases of your product. This partnership is not about creating a niche product catering exclusively to these charter users, but rather using their experiences as a robust foundation to build a solution that addresses the broader market's challenges. For the participating customers, the perks of being in a CUP are substantial. They obtain early, often complimentary, access to a solution that alleviates a significant pain point. This early access not only benefits them directly, but also provides you with rapid, actionable feedback as you iterate and refine the product based on real user experiences. On your end, this program allows intimate and continuous interaction with a representative sample of your target demographic, facilitating quick cycles of prototype testing and adjustments. This ongoing refinement cycle is crucial for aligning the product more closely with market needs before its official release. Moreover, when the product finally launches, another significant advantage of a CUP comes into play. you can leverage these charter users as credible, satisfied customer references. Positive testimonials from real users who have been integrally involved in the development process are immensely beneficial, boosting credibility and trust in the product right from the outset. Employing a charter user program is therefore not just about enhancing product development with authentic insights, but also about empowering a successful product launch with strong user endorsements, setting the stage for broader market acceptance. Part 7, Guiding Product Management Decisions with Principles and Personas. Product management is an intricate balancing act involving constant prioritization and tough decision-making. Each choice, from selecting product opportunities to deciding which features to incorporate, impacts the product's trajectory. With various stakeholders involved, all holding divergent views, these decisions can become even more challenging. To navigate these complexities, defining a clear set of product principles is crucial. These principles should articulate the core beliefs and strategic imperatives of the entire product line and, by extension, the company itself. For startups, these guiding principles often reflect the broader mission statement of the company. They should be tailored to be specific enough to direct all significant decisions about product features and target markets. For instance, if an online auction platform prioritizes safety as a fundamental principle, enhancing security features should take precedence, even if it compromises usability to some extent. Alongside product principles, another powerful tool in the product manager's arsenal is the use of personas. These are detailed, fictional profiles of ideal customers based on comprehensive research and understanding of the target audience. By envisaging potential users like Mary, a tech-savvy professional woman in her 30s, or Freddie, a male student with limited disposable income, teams can gain a focused insight into user needs and preferences. This clarifies which features will most likely resonate with each type of user, aiding in the development of a product that genuinely addresses the needs and expectations of its intended audience. However, while personas can streamline decision-making and align the product team, they must be supplemented with real user interactions. Testing these personas against actual user feedback is essential to ensure they accurately represent the customer base, thereby validating the assumptions and decisions made during the product development process. Employing these tools, product principles and personas, allows product managers to make more informed, strategic choices that align with both the company's visions and the practical needs of their users. These frameworks not only help in crafting products that are more likely to succeed in the marketplace, but also ensure that every feature and function serves a purpose, resonating with the people they're designed for. Part 8, Strategic Updates. How to enhance your product thoughtfully and effectively. Managing updates to an existing product poses unique challenges and opportunities for product managers. The temptation to continuously add features or fix issues based purely on user feedback can sometimes lead to a cluttered and unfocused product. This can detract from the user experience and dilute the product's appeal to a broader audience. Therefore, it's essential for product managers to approach enhancements with a clear strategy, focusing on the core objectives and the business metrics that matter most. For example, consider a website that converts 5% of its visitors to customers. Introducing an improvement, such as streamlining the sign-up process, could potentially double this conversion rate. Such a targeted enhancement directly contributes to the business's primary goals and demonstrates the value of thoughtful feature addition. Immediately following a product launch is a particularly crucial time for making refinements. This initial period is often rich with insights, as real-world usage can highlight issues that weren't apparent during the testing phases. Being in a rapid response mode allows teams to quickly adapt and improve the product based on early feedback and performance metrics. However, how changes are implemented can be just as important as the changes themselves. It's vital to introduce updates in a manner that respects and considers the user's experience. This involves clear communication with users about upcoming changes and ensuring the transition is as seamless as possible. For significant updates, providing a parallel run of both the old and new product versions can be effective. This method allows users to adapt at their own pace, opting into the new version when they feel comfortable, thus minimizing disruption and resistance. Quality assurance should be intensified during this period to catch any potential issues before they affect the user, ensuring that the product remains reliable and professional. In summary, when you're planning to update your product, it's crucial to keep your strategic goals in mind and implement these changes gently. This approach not only enhances the product's effectiveness, but also fosters a respectful and responsive relationship with your users, contributing significantly to long-term success. Final summary. The core of this book revolves around the pivotal roles and responsibilities of a product manager, which include evaluating potential product opportunities and accurately defining products to capitalize on these opportunities. A significant part of a product manager's role also involves confirming that the products are feasible, usable, and valuable. This is typically achieved by developing a prototype early in the process and rigorously testing it with real users to gather actionable insights. Here's a breakdown of the crucial components addressed in the book. What constitutes an excellent product team? Stellar product managers are not only intelligent and focused, but also proficient in both technology and business, making them bilingual in the corporate world. Effective product teams are crucial and require clearly defined roles to support the product manager, much like a CEO is supported by their management team. Prioritizing user experience design is vital, necessitating a full team dedicated to UX to ensure the product is both intuitive and meets customer needs. Best practices for crafting superior products. Continuous assessment of product opportunities is a must for any diligent product manager. The product discovery phase is crucial, where the product's value, usability, and feasibility are validated through the development and testing of a minimal viable product. Utilizing high-fidelity prototypes is recommended to refine product specifications accurately and involve real users in testing to ensure the product meets market demands. Implementing a charter user program can provide profound insights into customer needs and help in crafting a product that truly resonates with the target market. Decision-making in product management should be guided by well-defined personas and product principles, aiding in strategic alignment and clarity. Strategies for enhancing existing products. When updating a product, it's crucial to deliberate carefully about the objectives of each change and introduce them in a manner that is considerate of the user's experience. Transitioning gently and maintaining clear communication with users during this process ensures that modifications enhance the product without disrupting the user experience. In essence, mastering product management requires a blend of strategic foresight, user-centric design, and continuous engagement with both the product team and the target customers. This book provides a concise yet comprehensive guide on navigating the complexities of product management to build successful, impactful products. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.